Lesson number 13. The gift of the Holy Ghost can help me. Primary Manual 2. Choose the right A. Purpose. To help the children understand that after they are baptized, they will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost to help them. Preparation. Number 1. Prayerfully study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 13 through 14, Section 130, verse 22, and Articles of Faith 1 and 4. See also Moroni chapter 10, verse 5, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 9, verses 8 through 9, and Section 85, verse 6, and Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapter 21. Number 2. Prepare the following question flowers out of heavy paper. Who? What? Why? When? Where? Attach the flowers to small sticks about 4 to 6 inches long and put them in a vase or jar. Number 3. Prepare to sing or say the words to I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5. The words to this song are included at the back of the manual. Number 4. Materials needed. A. A copy of the Doctrine and Covenants. B. Picture 2-19, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 208, item number 62133. Number 5. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. We can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Attention activity. Display picture 2-19, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Review last week's lesson by having each child choose a question flower. Ask a question about Jesus Christ's baptism that starts with the word on the flower. If the child who chose the flower cannot answer the question, let the rest of the class help. Be careful not to embarrass a child who doesn't know an answer. Possible questions. Who baptized Jesus Christ? John the Baptist. Where was Jesus baptized? In the River Jordan. What is immersion? Being completely covered by water. Why was Jesus baptized? To obey Heavenly Father's commandment and to set an example for us. When can we be baptized? When we are 8 years old. Teacher presentation. Have the children tell you who the two people in picture 2-19 are. Whose voice did Jesus Christ and John the Baptist hear after Jesus was baptized? Remind the children that Heavenly Father was watching Jesus' baptism and was pleased that Jesus was baptized. Tell the children that there was another special person at Jesus' baptism. This person helps Heavenly Father and Jesus. He is called the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Article of Faith. Have the children stand and repeat with you the first article of faith. Scripture. Explain that the Holy Ghost is like Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ because He loves us and wants to help us. But the Holy Ghost does not have a body of flesh and bones like Heavenly Father and Jesus do. Read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22, through Personage of Spirit. Explain that we cannot see the Holy Ghost, but He can help us do what is right. He gives us a warm, happy feeling inside when we choose the right. Scripture. Tell the children that after they are baptized, men who hold the Melchizedek priesthood will give them two great blessings. Read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 14, and tell the children that this scripture tells us what one of these blessings is. Explain that whoso doeth this refers to any person who is baptized. Article of Faith. Help the children memorize part of the fourth article of faith. We believe in the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Tell the children that the gift of the Holy Ghost is one of the great blessings we can receive after baptism. Teacher presentation. explained that when we have the gift of the Holy Ghost will help us know what things are true and right. The Holy Ghost can help us even before we are baptized and confirmed. But after we receive this gift, we may have the Holy Ghost as a constant companion. This means that as long as we try to do what is right, His influence can be with us always. We can be confirmed members of the church. Teacher presentation. Explain that the other blessing we receive after baptism is being confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is called confirmation. Have the children say confirmation a few times. Picture story. Tell the story of Roberta's confirmation found at the end of the lesson. Have the children gather around you so they can see the pictures as you tell the story. Discussion. After you tell the story, ask the following questions. What was Roberta given? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Who said the prayer to give it to her? Her father. What authority does Roberta's father have? The Melchizedek priesthood. What do you think Roberta's warm feeling was? The influence of the Holy Ghost. Let the children retell the story. Invite a different child to tell about each picture. The Holy Ghost will help us know what is true. Teacher presentation. Explain that the Holy Ghost can help us know that the church is true. Sometimes we are so happy and grateful, we want to tell others how we feel. This often happens when we bear our testimonies in fast and testimony meeting. Have you ever borne your testimony in fast and testimony meeting? If any of the children have borne their testimonies, let them tell how they felt. Explain that when some people are filled with the Holy Ghost, they even cry a little. These are not sad tears. They are happy tears. Tell the children that sometimes they may get a warm, peaceful feeling during testimony meeting or as they pray, read the scriptures, or listen in church. This peaceful feeling is the whispering of the Holy Ghost, letting them know that these things are true and right. Song. With the children, sing or say the words to, "I know my Father lives." Explain that the Spirit referred to in this song is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helps us know that Heavenly Father is real and that He loves us. The Holy Ghost can guide and warn us. Story and discussion. In your own words, tell the story of Sarah Jane Jenny Cannon. Ask the children to listen for what the Holy Ghost whispered to her. Sarah Jane was a pioneer girl who walked across the wilderness in America long ago to find a new home. After she arrived in Utah, she lived with her aunt in an unfinished house. Stretched across the top of the walls was a canvas roof held in place by a large rock at each corner. Sarah Jane was at home sewing one day when she heard a voice say, "Move away quickly." There was no other person around, but Sarah Jane moved to the other side of the room. Just after she moved, one of the rocks holding down the roof fell into the room. If Sarah Jane had not moved, the rock would have hit her. See Move Away Quickly in Remarkable Stories from the Lives of Latter-day Saint Women, compiled by Leon R. Hartshorn, Volume 2, page 34. Who spoke to Sarah Jane? What did the Holy Ghost say to her? What did Sarah Jane do? What would have happened if Sarah Jane had not listened? Remind the children that the Holy Ghost does not always speak in a voice we can hear. Many times He gives us feelings about what we should do. Summary. Review activity. Ask the children to tell what they know about the Holy Ghost. You may want to use the question flowers again as a review. You can use questions such as these. What valuable gift can you receive after you are baptized? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? A being who helps Jesus and Heavenly Father, a spirit, someone who can comfort and help us. When are we given the gift of the Holy Ghost? After we are baptized, when we are confirmed members of the church? Where can we feel the promptings of the Holy Ghost? In our hearts and minds, answers such as at home, at church, or wherever we are when we choose the right are also acceptable. Why did Heavenly Father send the Holy Ghost to be with us? To help and comfort us, to guide and warn us, to tell us what is true, to give us feelings of love and peace. Testimony. Share with the children your feelings about the Holy Ghost and how He helps and guides us. You may want to relate a personal experience when the Holy Ghost bore witness to you or helped you. Encourage the children to choose the right so they can always have the Holy Ghost with them. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for the children in your class. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see class time in Helps for the Teacher. Number 1. Bring something that you received as a gift but that is no longer useful because it is broken, worn out, or used up, such as a cracked dish, an old article of clothing, or an empty food box. Show the children the gift that is no longer useful. Tell them any interesting information about the gift, such as who gave it to you and when or why they gave it to you. Help the children understand that even though this gift was once important to you, it is no longer useful because it is broken, worn out, or used up. Explain that when you were baptized and confirmed, you received a different kind of gift. This is a very valuable gift, one that cannot wear out or be used up. This priceless gift becomes more valuable as it is used. What is this gift? When the children have guessed, or you have told them, that this gift is the gift of the Holy Ghost, tell them that they will receive many gifts throughout their lives, but the gift of the Holy Ghost is the most valuable gift they will receive while they are here on the earth. Number 2. Sing or say the words to The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 106. Through a still small voice, the Spirit speaks to me, to guide me, to save me from the evil I may see. If I try to do what's right, He will lead me through the night, direct me, protect me, and give my soul His light. Use the actions indicated below as you sing or say the last part of the song. Listen, listen, cup hand to ear. The Holy Ghost will whisper. Place index finger to lips. Listen, listen, cup hand to ear, to the still small voice. Place hand over heart. Number 3. Play the following quiet game with the children to show that they may be guided by a still small voice. Show the children a small item you will hide for this game. Have one child leave the group for a moment while you hide the item. When the child returns, explain that he or she must listen carefully to find the object. Use a quiet noise, such as lightly tapping a pencil, gently clapping your hands, or humming a song to show the child which way to turn to look for the hidden object. Gently tap when the child looks in the correct direction. Tap more quickly or hum louder as the child moves closer to the hiding place until the item is found. Repeat the activity, giving another child an opportunity to look for the object as often as desired. Explain to the children that they may be guided in their lives by listening to the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. Remind them that the Holy Ghost does not always speak out loud. Sometimes He gives us ideas or feelings, such as a warm feeling when we do something right, or a bad feeling when we do or want to do something wrong. We must pay careful attention to know what the Holy Ghost is telling us to do. Number 4. Help the children trace each of their hands on a piece of paper with different colors of crayon. Have the hands overlap, representing the laying on of hands to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Label each picture with the child's name. Number 5. Sing or say the words to The Holy Ghost, Children's Songbook, page 105, or the third verse of I Like My Birthdays, Children's Songbook, page 104. The words to these songs are included at the back of the manual. Roberta's Confirmation. This is a special day for Roberta. She has just been baptized. Now she will be confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and she will be given the gift of the Holy Ghost. You may want to explain to the children that while Roberta is baptized and confirmed by her father, any worthy Melchizedek priesthood holder may perform these ordinances. After Roberta's father helps her out of the water, her mother meets her with dry clothing. Her wet hair is soon combed neatly, and she is smiling and happy. When Roberta is ready, she returns to her family and friends who have been waiting. She goes to a chair at the front of the room with her father. The bishop, or branch president, asks the men that Roberta has chosen to come and stand in the circle. Roberta has asked her father, her grandfather, her uncle, and her home teachers. All these men hold the Melchizedek priesthood. Roberta bows her head and closes her eyes. The men place their hands upon her head, while her father calls her by name, confirms her a member of the church, and gives her the gift of the Holy Ghost. After the confirmation is finished, Roberta shakes hands with the men in the circle, and they congratulate her. Roberta has a wonderful warm feeling inside, and she knows she has chosen the right. End of lesson number 13, The Gift of the Holy Ghost Can Help Me, Primary Manual 2, Choose the Right A.